You find yourselves as a collective group in front of a raised stage where the diminutive figure of Suke Duchesne stands. His obviously artificial right hand click-clacks in kind of in time to his speech pattern as he talks. The mountainous figure of Knots, the security, stands behind you with his arms crossed. And Suke Duchesne looks down from the stage and goes like, "Well, this is a confounding group of folk I have in front of me. Well, I was told that you have an issue. What can I do for you?"
"Well, I'm very glad you asked. See, our friend was attacked here, first by some troublemaker, and then for some reason your psychic guy on the main floor pinned him and not the aggressor. That's been sort of a jewel, it's a matter of honor, but as the owner of this fine establishment, well, just like to clear it all up with you."
"Oh, well, if that's what this all the fuss is about, I do apologize. What I can do is I can comp you for a couple drinks in the bar, if you like. That seems fair to me. I see that everyone is still standing, and as far as public dueling out there, that is within the rules here."
"Glad to know. I'm more than happy to settle for that." And Molly is going to hold out her... You said his right hand was his prosthetic, right?
Yes, correct.
So if left hand to left hand, she's going to hold out her left paw to shake on it.
Okay. You hold out your left paw to get ready to shake. And as you're doing that from behind you, you hear the figures of, who is it? It's Francis and I believe, is it McWombo? Are also escorted in as you've caught up with the rest of the group there. You hold out your left hand and he eyes it. He's like, "Well, I suppose that seems fair enough." And he reaches down to shake your left hand.
Nice. Now, so, if I could, is there a way for me to discreetly, like, not, like, maim him or really hurt him, but, like, scrape off a tiny bit of skin very discreetly?
Without him noticing, because he is very aware of what his security system is like, right?
Yeah.
I probably should have him been wearing gloves, but...
Yeah. Too late now, ask. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if he's wearing gloves.
But yes, in order to do so, you're more than welcome to attempt to do it, but let's take a look at your character real quick. What makes the most sense? Now, I think vigor... probably makes the most sense, right? Because you're trying to do this as a physical kind of
thingy.
Right? Normally, I'd probably say something like athletics, but I would also be okay with... Boy, that might be just the best one.
Yeah, athletics, composure. Yeah. Remind me what it means when they're bolded?
When they're bolded, doesn't mean anything. That's just a kind of an idea of letting you know that, hey, this attribute really feeds into this skill most of the time, but it doesn't really mean anything.
All right, good to know. So I'm happy to use a flex for that.
Okay. All right, so it's going to be my noticing you doing this versus your sleight of hand.
Okay. Yep, 7. Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna have 7 dice. So,
Before she rolls, is there any way my character could help her to increase her rolls?
Yes, you may do what's basically a helping option of some sort by giving her a +3 total to the roll. What is it that you'd like to do?
That's a good question. Yeah, I guess I could distract. I mean. Because, can I have a mental episode, I say inverted?
Tell you what, let's do something a little bit more subtle than you just sperging out in the middle of this office. How about I help out the Inquisitor by trying to suggest to Suki that those comp drinks would be much better tasting if he joined me.
Go for it.
Okay.
Full send.
So, all right, you say that right when he's going in to shake the hand, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Suki's going to be like, oh, no, I'm sorry, I cannot do any fraternizing. You may know this, maybe you have not, but the House Duchesne is in need of a new house duelist. So that's what this event is for, is to do for trials to see who will do, and I need to oversee this event. As he's talking with you, he is a bit distracted. So give me those 7 dice, so it's 7d6 plus 3 total, because you have help with it as well. And then I will roll my 6 dice after you're done.
Quick question. I'm curious.
Yes.
Is what's our stance for this playtest game on kind of meta questions or suggestions for other characters? Should I stay out of that, or is it worth bringing up since we are tinkering around with the system?
Well, I just stopped Cartman from doing something stupid, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's okay to throw stuff out. We're here to just have fun, right?
Yeah. I was just curious. I was looking at your character sheet there. It seems like you're doing something pretty daring, trying to, get a scrape of his skin during this handshake. Is it worth maybe trying to use your daredevil? Would that be beneficial?
That the advantage, prevent sorry. Player or me. I mean,
as a point,
the GM's fails, nodding, so I'm going to assume that's a yes.
Well,
if it fails, I'll just rewind time. Job done.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting proposition because it's just whoever rolls highest, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm floating it as a question.
There is a backup plan. There is a backup plan if this fails.
Okay, good. I'm glad there is. So that would be a 7. You said plus 3, so a 10.
So are you using the daredevil ability?
Yeah, sure, because I'm not getting additional dice off of this anyway. I'll use daredevil.
Okay.
Cost 1 right. UP. What's a UP again? Unity
so
point.
So that is a unity point, which now you guys are down to 3.
Doesn't that trigger something for you, or is that tension points?
It's tension points.
Ah, okay, good.
Which, you didn't roll any 6s, so I don't get any. But you do get a saga point, because you rolled a 1. So you got 710 off. Okay, so now I get 66. Oh, no.
No!
Uh-oh.
Have 3 sixes?
Uh-oh. Hail Satan!
Oh, wow.
God, yeah, Lucifer's here today. You said you had a backup plan?
So, I'll let this kick off first, but yeah, I want to undo that at some point.
Ah, yeah, okay. You got that.
Good thinking.
You see Sir Duchesne like jerk his hand back suddenly, and he sees the slight welling of a single blood drop pull up on his left hand, and he goes like, "Nuts! Take them!" Oh boy, I don't want to say destroy them because that seems like a pretty bad thing to do in a casino. The same, maybe let's go like, he'll just go like code red this band. And you see Knots will lunge forward first at the person who's in the back. And you see Suki Duchesne's right hand kind of peel back off of itself. So obviously carrying weapons and guns and whatnot into a casino, this particularly during this event, is not legal. However, he is Suki Duchesne, owner of the casino. You see his hand peel away and you see it just form into like kind of an electronic circular barrel from where his stump of his hand would be, and points it directly into your face.
And at that point, I like to activate the ability that the religious dude has, which is this one, but no, this is but one reality. Immediately after a conflict is resolved by a player, redo the scene as long as they do not attempt to save the conflict. You can describe it as a dream. So basically, that never happened.
Oh man, I just had the most wildest dreams.
One thing that I love about that power is, can you tell us what you foresaw happened in your dream that you realized that this was a terrible idea?
I saw the complete incompetence of these idiots as they attempt to get blood from a man who is harder than stone.
Wait, how can you read my mind? I dreamt that, but I don't remember that.
I don't think you do.
Alright, as that's something that happened in a different reality, you now, Molly and Roger, you find yourself in a similar position right before you say to shake his hand about to do it. You can still shake his hand, but you may not attempt again.
Francis will butt in at this point and go,
"Hey, Suki, where is your bathroom?"
Quite an impolite task, but alright.
Just...
You have one nearby?
Yeah, it's in the exhibition hall. He just points over, like, yeah.
No, like right in nearby, as in off this room, that, you know, privacy, my good sir. Like you, I'm sure, enjoy yourself, privacy.
Yeah.
If you can't tell where I'm going with this, I want to get into his private bathroom.
That's probably in his...
You're not in his office. You're in the exhibition hall, which is south of the gaming room. This is where all the dueling's gonna happen, that he's gonna, like, award to pick the new duelist for the house. So he just points, it's just to a public bathroom, and he's like, I'm sorry, if you need a restroom of your own, you're more than welcome to come and rent a room for the evening.
I do not need a room, I just need to shit a brick.
Oh, I see, such colorful language from where you're from, I see.
Pebble dash the bone.
Wait, and where's
double decker, if you may.
You gave me a rock creature making rock boot jokes.
God.
You're like, where again are you from? At this point, he's going to go on the offensive, then. He is going to try and see through your disguise in your story. Now, I'm the attacker now, so I will roll first. He's got 6 dice for this sort of thing. Okay, so I got a 12. I am...
Damn, he's really good.
I'm not
going
to spend any tension points because I'm really close to hitting the tension pool to go off. So I'm going to stay at a 12. So for you, for trying to fool me, is going to be a panache plus composure, unless there's something else that would make sense for you to use.
Charm? Because I only have 1 in composure and I have 3 in charm.
Does that work narratively, that you're just so charming that you throw him off? Yeah, I'm fine with that, sure.
Right, so 66.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the best I can get is an 11 then.
Okay.
Do you have any saga points?
Yes, this is where the saga points come in, right? You spend saga points.
Oh, I have
to keep
one,
rise.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that'll let you be him.
Oh, there you go.
Yep, because I'm going to get a tension point. You're actually going to get a saga point. You spend the one that you have, get one back, so you end up there, and you pass.
What is this, the Inquisition about having a turd?
You see him just kind of get a little bit deflated with your colorful language, as he put it. He's like, not see to these people, wherever they may need. I need to get back to where I'm at. At this point, Molly and Roger, you just kind of are standing there, and you just have, like, a very weird feeling of deja vu wash over you. What are Killix, McWumbo, and Gorgo doing?
Gorgo's not doing much. He's just sort of analyzing the situation. I mean, he's a bit curious. He's trying to figure out the weakness. Did maybe try to do something here? I don't know.
Trying to figure out, like, the weakness of Knots or of Suki Duchesne?
Yeah, I can maybe try to figure out the weakness of Suki Duchesne. But How can I really do? Because all I'm doing is sort of like, you know, watching him. So does he have any physical weaknesses?
I mean, he's missing his right hand, but that doesn't seem to be too much of a problem. The only things that you would know, like publicly would know, is that he's got a bad reputation of being a criminal. Now, being a criminal necessarily isn't against the law, and right now he hasn't been pinned for anything. So, yeah, you'd have to do some sort of roll to figure out if you're trying to dig deeper for some, trying to find just, like, specific information.
Actually, because as Inquisitor, I think I've got a technique or a skill that might help with that.
Yes, you do. Do you like to use it?
Just let me read it. Hold on.
Yeah.
So, j'accuse. Gain 1+ die against a named adversary. Only one adversary can be marked per session. So continue to add +1 die for each consecutive saga. Describe how it feels to know the marked prey is guilty of wrongdoing, and how do you know? Right, so is that like I can mark a prey and know his wrongdoings?
You have, like, in your head, you know that they did something wrong, right? So you just explain it to me. You may not have, like, all the proof you need to be able to pin it on him, but you feel it in your bones, and that's what gives you the resolve of, like, you have, if you choose Sukadu Shane as your J'accuse target, you will have a +1 die against him in every check, any type of check, fighting or anything.
I'm wondering if it's useful to use this against Suki, or would it be more useful to use this against the psychic Buddha creature? What do you think?
Fortunato.
Yeah, Fortunato.
Speaking of, though, aren't we in a side room aside from Fortunato now? We're not, like, do I remember right? We're outside of Fortunato's influence at the moment.
We're currently in the exhibit right hall.
Okay.
But we're going to have to go through Fortunato's area to get back to the office. So, just depends.
So, we think that it's probably a good idea to use this just now and try to blag that I'm able to out him, or at least blackmail him in some way.
Ooh.
I don't know if you're going to be able to do that, but it might be helpful to have a dice against one of them.
Yeah.
I don't think I can rewind time again if you fuck it up.
Yeah, I don't think provoking Suki right now is great, but I don't think you need to, like, out loud accuse him of anything. You just need to know, you just feel he's guilty that you get the dice.
Yeah. I'm afraid Black.
Do you want to just straight up murder the dude? Is that what you want to do?
We're not going to make it if we do that.
Okay, we will probably all die between.
We will. And I have a slight plan that might work.
Alright, I'll save the j'accuse for something a bit more sure.
Okay.
Well, maybe.
Right. So then, as the other folks are doing actions, what are the other three looking to do here?
Maybe we'll get something to springboard off of this. I'm kind of curious, because Kellex really didn't have a particularly defined plan other than trying to get in front of Suki. So now that attention is on other party members, he's kind of skirted off to the edge of the group. And is, like, looking around at the decorations and whatever sort of things there are here, opulent statues or the tile work. I don't know the full decorations, but he's examining that, attempting to use his mineral Born, there we go. Advantage to identify all known natural minerals to see if there's anything in here with, like, unusual properties that might in some way be beneficial.
Yeah, I'd like to say that the Inquisitor, given that he's not tried to seduce Suki because he was turned back in time and he's not going to use his j'accuse. So I would say that he's just kind of joining with Kellex and having a wee look around in the furniture and stuff.
Okay. Well, you know that the main thing you're looking to do is that you need to get some genetic material from either off of Suki or from the
hand on Nox, yeah.
Yeah, the hand on Nox.
You said he's escorting us back, right? To the main area of the entertainment lounge place.
At this point, he's just going to have Nox just escort you back to the gaming room, and then he's going to go back to his regular thing.
Okay.
Now, if you were to, for the folks that were like trying to look for opportunities and whatnot, Suku Duchesne is obviously the brains, right? Fortunato is really the most impressive thing about their security with his telepathy and his inhibition. Not inhibition. That's a totally different power. inhibitor power. So it seems like maybe Nox himself is the weak point to all of this. He is by far the most imposing, though. If you have to fight him physically, he will destroy some people, probably.
Okay.
I can take him.
Try this anyway.
I mean, I could taunt him. Make him punch me. That's a good way.
Wait for a second. Yeah. Because he might one punch you.
I might be able to be a crusader here, add total ranks of mysticism to a dual conflict, and actually, I did have a clarification here. I forget now if I asked it before, and now I've forgotten the answer. Because this might just be shorthand text here. Is that only in a dual conflict I'm in, or can I add my mysticism to someone else's duel as a boost?
You're going to add it to someone else's as a boost.
Oh,
as well.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay. So as Nox is escorting us back into the room, Molly's going to just... It's like jog. I guess he's pretty tall, so she's gonna go like scurry to keep up with him a little bit. To walk by his side with little raccoon legs. Hey, Nox, I did think it was curious. You know, I hate to insult a man in his own place of work, but you're head of security here. You're supposed to be a pretty tough guy, but they're looking for a duelist and they ain't looking at you?
He's. Using weapons, not really my thing. As he just kind of stretches out his broad shoulders and like cracks his knuckles a little bit. It's like, wouldn't be much use for dueling.
Well, there's way more prestige in that. A lot of people don't quite respect the security gigs as much as they do. And, well, the duelists always get paid a ton. I know, I've been them one before. I was thinking of taking up on Suki, and I don't see no competition here. But, I guess you're bronze yellow just for show, eh? I mean, you're not up there fighting, you're not being overlooked for the position. Makes me a girl wonder if you can even back all that muscle up.
You seem to get like a little bit of a glint in his eye as he's taking these broad steps towards the game room. You guys are about 3 to 4 meters away from entering into the game room to get locked down mystically again. He kind of stops for a little bit and gets a glint in his eye. He's like, "Hey, don't worry about old Mr. Nox. I've got plans." And he gives you a wink that you've seen before in your life of someone who is not a smart person, but is perhaps very, very conniving.
Does he give me the vibe of someone who's dissatisfied with his position? Does it seem like I've got my way? Like, does it seem like I'm well taken care of here, I'm fine? Or does it seem like I've got a plan to change things up?
Give me an empathy check.
Hell, what's my empathy? Not good.
Oof.
It's tension, it's not right. Unity,
it's,
that
it's
sends you.
It's not, like...
It's a zero for me. Molly ain't no empathetic. My panache is free, though. You know, I'll try it, just plain.
Yeah. Ooh, I got an 11.
Actually, never mind then. It's a unity point that lets me use all, right?
And that doesn't rack up the tension.
It does.
Oh, like, it does.
The ones and sixes still count. Okay.
I know.
You guys are down to 3 unity points right now. But if you want to, like, you can use...
He's got 5-ness. He's got an 11.
Yeah.
The chances of beating that are not high. What do the rest of you guys think? Try it with the unity or no? With the unity?
Yeah. What's the worst that could happen? Our little merry band has to break up and go their separate ways, I guess, right?
Yeah, well, sure.
That'd be very sad.
Maybe worse.
I do need to make a correction. You actually have 4 unity points, right? Because you did fail before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't add that one back on.
Oh, wait, that's just 1d6. I need 5 more.
Well, that's a 6.
And that's another 6. 2 sixes, but so also 1, to which...
go back down to 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got the 12 on him. So you, using your empathy... Oh, you got some 6s.
Yeah, that's for tension, I can tell. The 1s give Saga, though.
Okay. Alright. So you... Using your empathy, you kind of sift through the look on his face to get kind of to his deeper... feelings, and you parse it out that he is a man that is generally very unhappy with his position in life, but is very content to wait. You don't think there's anything that you could do to tempt him possibly to move forward, because with that wink that he gave you, you're pretty sure he's got something else already in motion right now.
All right, then. Tell you what, Nox. If I do end up duelist for this guy, I don't know if I will, but I haven't seen any tough competition. You saw me lay that guy out flat just a moment ago. You and I'd be working together. I don't think I'd mind if that's the only thing we end up working on. And Molly's gonna wink back at him. But then again, yeah, you know, you needed help winning, you let me know. Yeah, bud?
Well, I think that... well, I go think on. That day is gonna happen sooner than you think. I hope you would mind, little one. Now, you also popped the tension table, so I need you to roll a d6 for me.
Oh. D6 2
Can you roll again? We've already used that one. I just don't want to use the same one again.
Yeah. 1 My initial plan there was to try and bait Nox into fighting me so I could get the hand off him. But I think it's better if I like kind of dip there for a bit and let him cook.
Yeah, not a problem. Alright, as you are talking with Nox, from out of the crowd, a stocky bearded man wearing a voluminous purple velvet Victorian dress forces the way through the public to stand demurely in front of you. Shyly, he peers over a lace fan and asks in a husky voice, "If you would buy Lady Luck a drink tonight?" Onlookers to this seemingly fume that you have been asked and not them. He looks down at your small frame and is like, "Would you buy me a drink, little lady?"
I'd be more than happy to. Ain't met no lady luck before, just misfortune and surprise. So I'm happy enough to meet your acquaintance.
Well, let's see if we can change that. He flags down a waiter that's going by. For one trinket, you can buy Lady Luck a drink. Would you like to do so?
Yes.
Okay. On your status sheet, immediately gain the lucky status for the rest of the session. Which means you can re-roll any of your dice during the first roll during an encounter. So you are now lucky. As Roger Molly was talking to Knox, as you guys are being ushered this way, what are the other five of you doing at this point? He seems to be, like, Knox is very content looking at this. You guys kind of pick up the vibe from what Molly and Roger is talking to him, that he seems to have a plan kind of in motion. But what are the others doing right now before you get into the main gaming room?
I think the Inquisitor's just watching this go down.
Same, just rolling with it.
I try and roll a prescience to see if I can read into more of what his plan is.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. This will be against just kind of a general environment check, I think. There's a lot of things happening. We're going to put it at a 9 for a little bit of information, 13 for exact information, is what I'm going to say.
Right, well, do you want me to roll it against mysticism or?
Yeah, it'd be mysticism plus. Or something? Yeah, mysticism plus impressions.
That's 76. I need to roll that. That was it. There we go. Yeah, that's only a 10 at the most.
Now you can spend saga points to get it higher than that. You're at 10 right now. If you spend a saga point, you can get the exact information.
13. Oh, I'll spend a saga point then. 13.
Okay. Did you roll any ones in there? You did, so actually you get that one back right away. You kind of bump into him again just to kind of get a feeling of what is happening in the person's future. And you get a vision of him sitting behind a desk that you haven't seen before in real life. And behind him is Lady Summer with a hand on his shoulder.
So he wants to take charge. Is what I'm getting from that.
Wait, so he's plotting with Lady Summer?
Hmm.
Isn't she who hired us?
I thought so.
Yes, it is.
Are we in a setup?
What are you doing? We've had clues. Does he know? We've had clues about this double cross before. Lady Summer's suspicious as fuck.
Does he know what we've been doing this entire time? Is he just chilling watching us like, alright.
Because you succeeded on the empathy check before when you were talking to him, he does not, like, recognize you as someone like, oh, I should know you, or anything like that. Okay.
No, so he's just a useful idiot in the whole...
Would he be a useful ally?
I mean, if we tell him that we're working for Lady Summer, he'll probably help us out. That's it.
Hopefully.
Because he's sitting on the desk.
A bold move.
In charge of shit.
This is only a prescience into the future, so it might be what he wants rather than what's happening.
Ooh, dang. Good point.
But if he wants Lady Summer to be, like, standing with him, hand on his shoulder, he's probably going to want to do shit that'll make her happy with him.
Oh, well, also true.
So we can be like,
how much of a simp he is.
We can always play out like, you know, Lady Summer, she contacted us. She thought that, you know, you were so great and you'd be a great hell. Yeah.
She'd be so grateful to anyone that helped us.
I mean, who has the better charm? Because I could always just bend down and whisper that into whoever's ears.
Super not me.
No, I have one in charm.
Yeah, zero.
I have three.
Hey! Scottish man whispering in his ear.
Here we go.
Alright. As I kind of bump into him, I kind of walk back a bit. Yeah, I was known with Wombo. I'll be like, he wants to fuck me some, yeah.
Who doesn't?
Maybe we can use that to our advantage.
Maybe.
I am pretty blunt as I am stone.
And also French.
Oui.
Alright, so
Space French.
I'm going to shuffle on past and I'm going to move really close to this chap and just in his ear as I'm going by, I'm just going to say Lady Summer sends her regards. And I'm going to I'm just going to float on by and see if he follows me.
Yeah, his hand's going to lash out to grab onto your forearm. Definitely, let's do one. He's not trying to hurt you, okay? Do you want to try and dodge away from his grab or not?
No, this is part of the plan. We're going to let him take the lead here, see what he says.
Okay. His massive hands just wrap around most of your forearm as he grabs you and stops you in a second.
Can I, see as he's grabbing me, can I shift into his species?
Could you shift into Lady Summer?
Like, start to take on the features of an Eternal, sure. Like, you won't be able to get, like, as big as him, but not all Eternals are as big as him, though, either. So, yeah.
Just an idea. Just put him, either put him at ease or put him at more edge. Either one works for me.
Yeah. Honestly, in my head, that's kind of what I always thought, like, these Centillions did. Like, to their advantage, they would always subconsciously kind of shift with the person that they're talking with. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, I love it. You just instinctively kind of take on the features of more of a kind of sharper cheekbones, kind of a flatter head, and like kind of maybe little foliage kind of starting to sprout from your skull.
Obviously, I'd be an extremely attractive version of one. Obviously.
You are going to have to do a charm check immediately before he pops off. You see him, he's very, like, maybe in shock. He's like, what did you say? And he's trying to keep it down. And you notice that he has stopped just short of going into the game room right this second. Staying out of Fortunato's area. I'm going to roll three dice. Okay, I got a 10 is what you got to beat to...
All right, so sure what am I rolling here?
Doesn't freak out. Oh, I'm sorry, what was that?
I just asked him what I'm rolling.
Oh, yeah, probably Panache Charm.
Yeah, Panache Charm. So definitely Charm, Panache. Yeah, so that's six altogether.
Okay.
Right, let's go. 66. All right, got two sixes, but also got two ones. A 5 and a 4.
Two saga points then, yeah?
Two saga points, and I get two tension points. Get me right back in there, which is great. So he pauses short, like, what do you want? But weave me a tale of what you're trying to get out of him to convince him that, A, not to pull down the rest of security, and B, get what you want from him.
Basically, I'm just going to, like, I don't know what it would be like, the equivalent of this species, but the equivalent of making a finger across the lips, shh, kind of motion. I'm just going to repeat very quietly. Lady Summer sends her regards. And I'm going to see how he reacts to that.
Okay, so because he succeeded on the charm with him, he's just going to be a little bit dumbfounded at first, and then he's like, What did she tell you? And he, like, kind of looks over his shoulder to make sure back towards Sookie. And Sookie seems to be one of those people that has his eye on everyone all at the same time, as much as he can.
I'm just going to say, only as much as we needed to know, as she is so good at doing.
This is it. Why are you here? He's trying to be quiet, but he's kind of a bigger guy with a deep, booming voice, so he's doing his best.
Only to help. Nothing more.
Okay. What do you need help with? What do you mean?
It's not us that need help, it's you that needs help. And if we are going to help you as best we can, we need DNA for Sookie.
He looks over his shoulder towards Sookie Duchesne. He's kind of weighing his options the best he can. And he, like, he goes like, okay. He takes his right hand, places over part of his necklace. He's like, shove me.
And without hesitation, the Inquisitor shoves quite aggressively the large man.
You place your arms on him, you shove him back, and it goes like, whoa! And as he's pulling his hand away, you hear a slight snap. As he pulls his hands away, and he throws towards you the smallest digit from the withered hand that was from around his neck. As he falls backward, and he takes his elbow, and he smashes Lady Luck right in the nose. The crowd gives a very audible gasp. Lady Luck is very much, as you're getting this right now, is very much a beloved figure of the casino.
Right. And are they, does it look like they're blaming me for that, or are they more blaming him for that?
They're more focused on him.
Fabulous. That's fine.
As he's just like, oh, as he turns, he's like, get out of my way. He seems to know what he's doing.
Yeah, I was hoping to help without assaulting a national treasure.
Well, it's Mr. Knotts. It's, you get what you get.
Yeah.
A couple of you, if you're walking up in front by, like, Molly Roger, you saw this. You saw something get tossed to, I think, McGuarbo, or Gwar- no.
McWumbo.
McWumbo get tossed. As the rest of you are just, like, kind of stepping back and, like, oh, no. As you see Mr. Knotts turn to Lady Luck and just be, like, kind of take one of his fingers and just poke at him. And you see just the fury that comes over Lady Luck's bearded face and flushes red, in both an embarrassment and an anger. And you feel this kind of dark miasma come off of Lady Luck, latch onto Mr. Knotts. As you see him, it goes like, well, you shouldn't have been standing there. And people are starting to, like, crowd and, like, no, you were at fault. And as he, like, goes to try and shove Lady Luck a little bit, he inexplicably misses the shove of the shoulder, manages to get his feet twisted up, and falls to the floor in front of Lady Luck. All of this is now focused on their conflict that's happening on the floor in front of you.
All right, so I'm just going to slip out.
Okay. Now it might be a good time to Inquisitor thingy the psychic guy.
Yeah, maybe if it's needed, but yeah, I'll just slip out of that wee room and back into the busy crowds of the game room.
Perfect. Pick the finger up.
Oh.
Pick the finger.
Yeah, I've already done that. Did I not already do that?
No, it's but I see you caught it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was thrown to me. I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I caught that. Unless you want me to roll to catch it.
Oh, no.
They're not that bad. As you feel very lucky to have very quickly evaded that, and you're heading back out into the gaming room, this immediately as you walk in there, that just oppressive mental clamp clamps down as soon as I enter the room. What is your plan now? You can escape this by going into the lounge. Or you can just try and go forward with what plan that you may think you have.
Well, we have to get to the lounge in order to get to the office, right?
Nope.
No, you can just go.
Am I reading this map wrong? Hold on.
I think it's stairway off the main.
Ah, yeah, hall. So it's either the stairway office, right? Or the lounge. I get it, right? so you're saying that my choices are go to the lounge or try and go to the office, in which case I may have to do something additional to escape this miasma.
Yes. Yeah, 100%.
All right, so feeling the miasma, I'm thinking that we might try, like, it's time to bring up the Jacques, find out what the what Fortunato's got going on, or at least trying to intuit the crimes that he has committed, and use that to my advantage when I attempt some sort of fungal, fungal counter miasma.
Well, actually, on the counter front, I
may
have a better strategy.
Yeah, excellent. Go for
there.
It.
So, am I or Kellex, or any of the rest of the party? Are we aware that you've caught the finger and you're now like headed somewhere with it?
That's a good point. Like, that was done pretty
quickly.
That
there's progress made.
Some of us have seen it because we were close. I saw it. I think maybe you might have as well.
Okay. Well,
the rest of us have just seen Cap booking it.
Okay. Well, let's say if nothing else, I've seen you're headed that way. So Kellex comes up to ask, you know, what's going on right now? Like, where are you headed, kind of thing.
Got what we need. Time to get to the office, lads.
Oh, really? Like, you've got it? Okay. I think this is the moment. This is the moment, and you can see. Kellex is getting, you know, a little twitchy again. He's like, he's kind of vibrating and shaking in excitement here. He's like, oh, I think this is it, guys. I think this is it. And you see him actually reach down and let's see, which hand was that from Mr. Sookie? The right hand, right?
He's missing his right hand, yeah.
Right. So it was the pinky finger of the right hand that we are now in possession of, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Kellex is like, this is the moment, and he kind of like looks at the finger you're holding, and he looks back at his own, and he just reaches down and just snaps it off to make his burnt offering to the powers that be, to remove the same status from a group of people and remove the inhibited status from all of us.
Okay. Yep.
Oh, okay, It's not something I didn't know could happen. But the fuck
is that's my once per adventure, per saga.
All right, so, yeah. I think the Inquisitor's just going to be a little bit disturbed by this. But yeah, because the Inquisitor's like, oh, what the fuck did you
when
just do?
snaps his finger, he is in obvious pain as he takes 5 points of health damage.
That hurt, but thankfully I had a lot of health. I'm still
you okay there, buddy. You
yeah,
had
good
that
God, life, man. Are you all right?
That was pretty good. Oh,
he's just kind of like shaking back and forth. I'll live.
But at the same time, all of a sudden, that oppressive feeling that you were having over your mental capacities is that just suddenly lifted. As if it were never there before, you were thinking clearer than ever right now. Being able to
I
move
can
through.
See clearly now, the rain has
the
gone.
Pain is...
Oh, again, no need to jacuse this time.
With the Guardian's ability, he's taken off the inhibited. Now, Fortune still has telepathy, but you have removed any sort of things that were holding you down. Okay? Excellent scene, Kellex. What's the next steps?
Well, I think we need to skedaddle. It's a matter of time before Sookie notices that finger's gone.
I still haven't seen this precious office yet. I think that should be our next portal call, I think.
We need to stick the finger in the lock.
In the hole.
Quickly.
We need to finger the lock.
Alright, so I guess we should quickly shuffle our way up the office.
Is there anything that you're going to do to try and shield your thoughts from Fortunato?
Yes.
Try not to think about it.
I think...
I'm not going to go to the office. I'm going to go to the bar and get a drink. And computer.
I think Molly is going to fully start thinking inappropriate thoughts about Nox. Try and make sure that Fortunato looks in there. He does not want to look anymore.
That's a good technique.
Here's what I would say then. Like, this is how powerful Fortunato is. It sounds like all of you are attempting to maybe do different things to try and distract Fortunato from what your actions are, thinking about what you're trying to do. This is Fortunato's job, is to flag anyone that might be kind of thinking, having the surface thoughts of doing something awful. Fortunato also has 8 dice. He's really good at his job. This, I would encourage this to be the moment that at least 3 of you attempt to do a unity check, all of you together, to pool your dice together to fool or do something to Fortunato.
Alright, I mean, Jacuzzi might be back on in that case.
Yeah.
That's probably a good idea.
I feel like some sort of having this same species as Fortunato should be some kind of advantage. I should be able to work that in some way to help.
Okay.
Like I said previously, I was thinking some sort of fungal disinformation campaign.
That's great. How about you give the finger to the religious guy and he can bugger off upstairs and play with it?
Yeah, so I'm thinking give the finger off to who's best for the office run while we distract Fortunato.
I don't think it should be the religious.
I was going to say the rock guy. What's his name? We need to figure out his name. Francis.
Francis.
That's it. We just call you rock dude because, you know.
Molly is also very shit at this. Well, Francis would probably be a good idea.
That's fine. You know what you need. I'm going to find I'm going to put out a post-it note and just go boof Francis on his body.
My name is Francis.
I do not approve of this sticker.
But it sticks so greatly to your rocky skin.
I will kill you later.
You do know from Lady Summer that there is a safe that you're trying to break into in the office. So you'll probably want someone that's good at rigging.
Rigging. Nope.
We have anybody.
No, rigging is a bad one.
Nope, I am bad at rigging.
Is it Cap again?
We did not gonna be come me.
Yeah, I've got
prepared.
3 in rigging, so that's...
we need
right,
you.
Where am I best suited to be here?
Who else has got rigging?
Yeah.
Do you know what?
I've got nothing.
We could send Cap up.
I got 3 in theory, if we think hard sciences might apply.
Hold on. If you, I can, for uni, where is it? Skill leech. I could potentially use another ally's skill if you want me to do it.
How about you and Cap go up there?
That's only for dueling.
Okay.
Okay, I think Cap and one other person should go up there to try and get the safe open. I think the rest of us should stay down here and potentially, if the telepathy guy understands that we're doing something bad, try and at least defend the stairwell.
Yeah, I may be thinking I've got an advantage giving them the same species, but that could work both ways, so it might be best if I stay away from...
Also, we need someone with rigging and no one else has
it.
Yeah.
That has to be.
So okay. Yeah, it's going to have to be me, right?
So, yes, so distraction crew, office. Gather around. We must come up with a fantastic game plan. You two, you go and do your sneaky.
Was rigging also what was needed for the lock last time, you guys?
Well, no, we just failed with that because we needed DNA.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
We didn't try and rig the lock. We just tried to find a way to get the DNA for it.
Yeah. Okay, let's make sure
go with Cap then. Because I want someone able to fight with him if there's anything up there. They said he had a pet, something or other.
I do think Francis would be the best one there.
He's a rock
Francis,
monster.
Houses like duel and that sort of thing. Oh, well, he can skill leech duel from somebody else. Well, but it says that's in this scene, so only whoever else went with him.
Cap.
Yeah.
Cap, what's your duel like?
My dueling's at 3.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
You and Cap can go up and get the stuff. Beware of dog.
Yeah.
So, Francis and McWombo.
Okay.
We're going up, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, we fucked it last time. Let's see if we can do any better this time.
Redemption.
And then we got Molly, Gorgo, and Killix on the main floor looking to cause a distraction. Perfect. Okay. then we're divided up wonderfully.